ran across an ad the other day, a video online, that kind of roped me in pretty quickly. And so I watched the vast majority of it, not thinking much of it at the time, not knowing that it would soon become the lead-in to my homily. But it's an alien inside a smart speaker that is pulling all the levers and, you know, activating. One of the lines I liked best was activating emotional insecurity, all this kind of stuff. The ad is for a device called Paranoid, aptly named, because the whole idea is that there's a little alien living in your smart speaker, and it is collecting data and making sure that you get the ads that you're more likely to buy stuff from. What Paranoid is supposed to do, I don't really understand how it's supposed to work, but then again, I don't have a smart speaker, which makes me wonder how the algorithm of the internet thought this was going to be a good ad for me. Maybe it thinks I'm paranoid, and so the reason I don't have a smart speaker is that I don't have Paranoid. I don't know. That's just how I figure it. So somehow this device that you buy separate from your smart speaker attaches to the smart speaker and keeps it from listening to you all the time. But that's kind of what a smart speaker does. It listens for your questions and your what you want to ask it, what you want it to do, all this kind of stuff. So, and I think many of us on one level or another kind of have this understanding that we're being listened to. Lord knows just by mentioning the product Paranoid, your phones might be listening and you're going to see an ad for it sooner than later. Watch, it'll happen. I won't be too surprised. We have in our society a healthy respect and desire for privacy. And this device is meant to keep one of our devices from interrupting that privacy, from sneaking in on us and listening when it's not supposed to be listening, to saving data that it's not supposed to be saving, all that kind of stuff. We desire privacy, which isn't a bad thing, but I do wonder if you've ever stopped to contemplate the reality that there is no privacy in heaven. There's not a shred of privacy. And for many of us, most of us on one level or another, that's going to make you paranoid. That's the whole point. But it's not a bad thing. Ultimately, we don't want privacy, and we definitely don't want privacy in heaven. Part of the Christian life is recognizing that it is good that God not only sees and hears and knows everything that we ever do or even think, but that God loves us completely in that. Not even in spite of it, but in it. God loves us through all of that. Privacy, if we're honest, is the desire to be able to do something or say something that you know other people aren't going to take the way you want them to take it. Or maybe they will take it the way that you want them to take it, but you still don't want them to hear it or know it or understand that. You want to have stuff hidden away. That is the way of the world, to be duplicitous, to be one person for one set of people, another person for another set of people, to have hidden realities active in your life. We can't escape it. That's part of being human. We have this frailty called sin and sinful inclination. Every one of us has aspects of our lives that we desire to keep private. We don't want a smart speaker or your smartphone or a person standing outside the window to hear or to know these things about us. But in heaven, that's not the way it is. When Jesus tells us that he desires for us to have our yes mean yes and our no mean no, I think he's preparing us for that kind of reality, where there is no duplicity among us, there is no conniving or trying to manipulate, there's no, I'm going to be this person for this person, that person for that person. There simply is, let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Be who you are. Don't mix it up. Just simply be who you are, who God knows you to be, without that desire to hide. That kind of vulnerability is terrifying. But if we're being prepared for a life in heaven, then we must, on some level, begin to shed that desire for privacy, that desire to have a hidden life. They would tell us in seminary that you have your public life and your private life, and authenticity is combining the two to where you still have your private life, but that the two are more in line with one another. That there's no kind of separate nature there. That the two, the closer the two are in line with one another, the more honest, the more authentic you are being. The wisdom of the world, the wisdom that St. Paul is speaking of in our second reading, is to do just the opposite. To convince people that you're something that you're not. To convince people that you don't think that or you don't believe that, depending on who they are or what kind of crowd you're speaking to. But there is none of that in heaven. In heaven, our yes must mean yes. Because God not only knows us completely for who we are all the way through, but so do our sisters and brothers who are in heaven. And again, this on some level doesn't sit well with us. It causes that paranoia, and yet it is a good thing. How much do we desire to simply be known, to be understood, to reveal our hearts fully to one another, and yet how much the world makes us draw back from that? Let us follow Christ, who was authentic. Let us follow his mother, whose yes meant yes. Let us follow our God into complete honesty with one another, complete vulnerability, where our yes always means yes, and our no will always mean no.